Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Ravel, and this is Value Sign for Wednesday, October 20. Today, GDP now estimates essentially no growth. What's that mean for taxes and taper? That, plus today's economic reports, as well as the corporate earnings, coming right up. Yesterday afternoon, we pointed out that the Atlanta branch of the Federal Reserve Bank, in their GDP Now model, is calling for economic growth this quarter of just one-half of 1%. Essentially, that's zero growth. This is the largest drop in economic projections that I ever recall. Just think back. On July 30 of this year, just 3.5 months ago, this same GDP model was looking at a 6% economic growth rate. This would have represented one of the best quarters of economic growth in recent memory, and roughly double our historic trend. But that's all gone now. What could have been, but is not going to be. Throw it in the dustbin. We're about as far away from that kind of rosy economic outlook as you can get. Obviously, whatever Washington and the Federal Reserve have been doing has not been enough to overcome external impacts from such negatives as the supply chain, continuing COVID lockdowns, and the threat of more lockdowns. As we've been saying for some time, this is a sick economy, and if the Atlanta Fed's model is on the money, it's about to get a lot sicker. So if you accept our premise that the economy is weakening dramatically, then let's take a brief overview of just what the Fed and the President have in mind for our anemic economy. First up, coming in just 13 days, will be the next meeting of the Federal Reserve's Open Market Committee. By all indications, the Fed's objective will be to begin a tapering process, where their formerly stimulative monetary policy will be reversed. If it follows through on these recent speeches, the Fed will now begin to tighten, first by reducing quantitative easing, that is, reducing their monthly bond purchases, and then by raising interest rates. Tightening in the face of this slower economy. That doesn't look too good. Turning to the President and his current proposals, first up, the President wants to raise corporate taxes by 5.5%, to raise individual tax rates up to 39.6% max, and add a global corporate tax rate of 15% for certain multinationals. This would be by far the greatest new tax burden in memory, taking money away from the productive private sector at just the time they need it the most. And it doesn't stop there. Remember all that stimulus that flowed so fast and easy earlier in this year? Well, the bill for that is now coming due. New bonds will be floated to support this incredible new federal debt which has been created. This, too, will take funds away from the private sector, as the government is always the first in line to take funds at the capital markets. New regulation, such as that CARB emission requirements we were talking about for drayage trucks, will also drive the cost of doing business higher, just at a time when it's least needed. Overall, this is an administration that is rapidly operating on the wrong foot. Tightening monetary policy, raising taxes and regulations at exactly the time this economy is slowing and likely going into recession. Unfortunately, we've seen all this before. Bad government policies enacted at just the wrong time, sending an economy into a tailspin. Smoot-Hawley and the tightening of trade helped precipitate the Great Depression. Nixon's wage and price controls contributed to the very deep recession back in 1974 and 75. In each case, it was the government's tin ear, their inability to gauge just exactly where the economy stood, that caused them to institute policies that made matters much, much worse. And I'm afraid that this president has inherited Washington's tin ear. The result of this administration's policies are to tighten at just the moment they need to be supportive, to tax and regulate at just the moment that business needs help just to survive. When recently we were warned by the president that it's likely to be a long winter, I'm afraid he might be right, made all the more so by his administration's policies. So let's add Great Britain to the list of anomalous countries which are experiencing lower, not higher, inflation. Britain inflation ticked down one tick last night to 3.1% annualized, and thus Britain joined the club of India, Japan, and China, who all also have declining inflation. Now, because the current phenomena of inflation is so concentrated on the supply chain, we'll have to continue to keep a close eye on just what's happening here. Turning to the U.S., we just received the latest report on new mortgage applications, and there's a big drop here. New mortgages down by over 6%. Perhaps that slowing economy we're talking about is beginning to show over in the real estate market. In earnings, reported so far this morning, a positive reception for Verizon Communication, Abbott Labs, and Anthem Health Insurance, with Tesla reporting later this afternoon. Finally, looking over at the futures desk, stocks and bonds currently are flat, gold and cryptos higher. And that's the value sign for Wednesday, October 20. Please join me in praying that our country may get back to work. ¶¶